Tushier, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, is Siman Reish Sadi Vav, and we are up to Sif Vav, Sif Katan Chaf Tes. In the middle of the Shulchan Aruch on Sif Vav, so we had just finished the Ramah, and we're continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, and he says the way, we did this at the end of yesterday's Shir, but he says the way you go about the Habela is, the Shulchan Aruch had said, is by holding on to the wine in the right hand and having the Hadas, the Psamim, in the left hand, making the Bracha on the wine while it's in the right hand, then switching hands and holding the Hadas, the Psamim, in the right hand and the wine in the left hand, making the Bracha on the Hadas and the Psamim, and then returning back the wine into the right hand. That's what we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, and now we are in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chavtes, Va'ochez Hayayin B'yamin. You hold the wine in the right hand, Shemavarech Alav. You hold the wine in the right hand because you're making the bracha on it, because the chain b'chol davar Shemavarech Alav, everything that you make a bracha on, Sarech La'achzo, you're supposed to hold it B'yamino. In your right hand, b'shas bracha, kidlel, simen, reish vav, sif, valid, right? Anything you have, even an apple, you should hold it in your right hand and you make a barei priya eitz on it. So to here, you're making a bracha on the yayin, you hold it in your right hand. When you then are making the bracha on the b'samim, you move the wine into your left hand, sif katan lamed, v'yayin b'smol, v'eino yamanicho az miyado, and you shouldn't put it down and leave it and not have it in your hand. Rather, you put it into your left hand, mishum d'chol ha-bracha shel havdala, Mitzvah liyos ala kos, because all the brachos of Havdalah, including the bracha of the Besamim, should be on the kos, and therefore you keep the kos in your left hand, you don't put it down. This is something that people do not know, and often in their Havdalah, they'll put down the kos on the table when they take the Besamim, and that's really not proper. True, you make the bracha on the Besamim and have the Besamim in the right hand, but you should, as the Shulchan Aruch says, move the wine into the left hand when you're making the bracha on the Besamim in the right hand. Sifkan lamin aleph, mevarech al hadas, you make a bracha on the hadas, umanicho, and then you put it down, veroya bitziparnayim, and then you look with your fingernails to the fire, umevarech bori mireish, and then you make the bracha bori mireish, and only then, achakach machzir hayayin yamino, and only then will you return the wine to your right hand, the Gomer Habdalah. So while you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that right after, from the Pashup Shah of the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that right after you make the bracha on the Besamim, you then put the wine back into your right hand. And he's saying, no, that's not true. You keep it, you keep the wine in your left hand, put down the Besamim, then pick up your fingernails to the fire. Many people do it after they make the bracha Borei Mireish. That's not what really you're supposed to do. You're supposed to first put your hands to the fire, look at the fingernails, and then make the bracha b'mira eish, all while you are holding the kos in your left hand, because the b'mira eish should also be with the kos, but you should use your right hand up to the flame to look at the fingernails, and then after that, after the b'mira eish, that's when you return it, the wine, to your right hand for the bracha on the havdalah. So that's sort of left out in the Shulchan Aruch, but spelled out here in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Lamed Aleph. Now we now move on to Siv Zayin. Afilu Shamu Kol B'nei Habayas Havdala Beisak Knesses. Even if all the people of the family heard Havdala in Shul, in the Skavnu Shul Aleitz, let's say, if they did not have Kavana to be Yotzei with the Havdala of the Shul, nor the person in the Shul didn't have Kavana to be Motzi them, but if they didn't have Kavana to be Yotzei, the Havdala in Shul, then they still need to be Mavdil Babayas. They have to do Havdalah Babayas because they weren't, didn't have Kavanah to be Yotzei, the Havdalah, with the Havdalah of the Shliach Tzibur, or whoever's making Havdalah in the Shul. Sifkan Lamed Beis, Kol Bnei Abayas, V'kol Shekeinim Yesh Echad Bnei Abayas, and for sure, if there's someone from the home, Afilu Katan Shegil Chinuch, even a Katan that reaches the age of Chinuch, Shalosh Shama Adayin Havdalah, who did not yet hear Havdalah, Yuchal Havdil B'Shvilo, you can go ahead and make Havdalah for him, Af Shehu Ba'atzmo Yatza Kfar. Even if the person himself was Yotzei Havdalah, you could be Motzi someone like a Katan or someone else who's Chayiv in Havdalah, you could be Motzi them, right? Because even though you were Yotzei, Kvar, Yidei Chovas Havdalah, the Beis HaKnesses, you can be Motzi the
individual who has not yet done Havdalah. This is the principle of Yatza Motzi. Kigon Shneskavein Latzeis. And even if he had Kavana to be Yotzei in the Shul, he could be Motzi others who have not yet been Yotzei, whether it's an adult or whether it's a Katan Shehigiel Achinuch, Ukamo Le'inyan Kiddush. And like we have the Kiddush, Le'el, Simon Reishayin Gimel, Sivtalad, the Kiddush as well. If you're already Yotzei Kiddush, you could be Motzi others who have not yet been Yotzei their Kiddush. But now he says, but you should be aware of what I'm going to write coming up with respect to women. See, women is not going to be so simple, because it's not so simple that women are chayiv in Abdullah. And if it's not so simple that women are chayiv in Abdullah, if you already were Yotzei Abdullah, then you might not be able to be Motzi women, because if women aren't chayiv, then you'll be repeating Abdullah after you're already Yotzei for someone who's not chayiv, and that would be a bracha levatal. But assuming you're being Motzi in a male, even if it's just a katan shehigia lechinuch, you're allowed to be motzi someone else after you already yotzei. This is the principle called yatza motzi, based on kol yisrael arevim zelazeh. But if another yid has a chiyuv, even if you already yotzei a chiyuv, you could be motzi him, because kol's man that another yid has a chiyuv, it's like you have a chiyuv, and therefore you could be motzi him even if you already mekayim the mitzvah. We'll see this about the women coming up soon. Sif katan lamed gimel in the skavnu shalolotzeis. If you had kavana not to be yotzei, meaning if all the people in the family, even if they all heard Havdalah in shul, they would still have to make Havdalah again in the house if they did not have kavana to be yotzei Havdalah in the shul. Kasev alavush, ta'idna mistama miskavein al echad min deyabayis, shelo lotzeitz b'havdalah, shemavdilin beis haknesses, shesomchin al Havdalah Shebabayas. Vahavilu kilo hivdilu, not kilo hivdilu klau, vilo nafikbe. So Lavush here states that nowadays it's presumed that each family member has in mind not to be yaitzei his chiv of Havdalah and Shul, since they rely on the Havdalah to be made at home. It is therefore equivalent to not having heard Havdalah at all, and they do not fulfill their obligation at all with the Havdalah in the shul. Vilush's psak here is a chiddush, in that although they did not have specific kavana not to fulfill their their chiyuv, we can assume that this is their subliminal will. So that's the chiddush of the Levush. Now, he says here, the Talmid HaChachamim ein somchin Allah Havdalah Shabbos HaKnesses. Talmidei Chachamim do not rely on Havdalah in Shul, but rather Mavdilim B'Beisam Kidei Sheyuchla Lahotzi B'nei Beisam. But rather, they recite Havdalah at home on behalf of their family members. This is what Talmidei Chachamim do. And he says, V'chein roi l'chol adam l'nhog. And this is definitely proper for all to conduct himself this way. Now, why is this so critical? Because, once again, we're going to see coming up that it's not so simple to go ahead and say Kiddush, say Havdalah, if you're just making Havdalah for women, for your wife. We're going to see that it's problematic, because you might not be able to be motzi your wife if you're already yotzei, because she might not be chayiv in Havdalah, and then you'll be making a racha levatala. Now here, he doesn't really seem to be emphasizing that issue, because it could be that, you know, he has other family members there that are not women. So why is it so important for him not to be yotzei in shul? So there are a number of shatim, but the simplest yisayit is that the ideal, okay, and this is what the Machzis HaShekel says, is that although one is permitted to facilitate discharging someone else's chiyuv, even once one himself has fulfilled his own chiyuv, and is mekayim the mitzvah adala, it's still preferred for one to fulfill one's own chiyuv while reciting Havdalah on the behalf of others. That's why Talmidei Chachamim won't be Yaitse their Havdalah in the shul. The Mishnah Berurah continues now, and he says as follows. Vasa Magen Avram, in the Skavan the text of Birchas Havdalah, Afa Pishal the Skavan the Birchas Boy Priyagafen, Mikomakom Yatsa Yidei Havdalah, the Birchas Hamavdil Hu Ha'iker. So the Magen Avraham here writes that as long as a person had in mind to be yotze his chiyuv in the bracha of hamavdil, right, that is being said by someone else, and right, a person has kavana to be yotze the bracha of hamavdil, but from someone else who's reciting Abdullah, even if he had no such intent for the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen, he didn't have Kavanah for Borei Pri HaGafen, he only had Kavanah listening to Havdalah. Okay? He has fulfilled his obligation of Havdalah, because Hamavdil is the essential bracha of Havdalah. The fact that he didn't have Kavanah to be Yosei Borei Pri HaGafen is not going to affect, right, his being Yosei Havdalah. But he ends off the Mishnah Berurah, it's just that with respect to drinking the wine, it's just that he's not going to be able to drink the wine if he didn't have kavanah to be yotzei with the borei pri hagafen of the one making the avdala. So you can just have kavanah to be yotzei avdala without having kavanah to be yotzei borei pri hagafen and be yotzei avdala. But if you want to drink the wine, you have to have kavanah to be yotzei the borei pri hagafen as well when you're listening to someone else make the avdala. Again, the one who's making the avdala obviously has to have kavanah when he's making the borei pri hagafen because he's the one drinking the wine. But the one who's listening to be Yotzei Havdalah, all he has to do is have Kavanah to be Yotzei the Havdalah, the Bracha of Havdalah. To be Yotzei Borei Pri HaGafen is only necessary if he wants to actually drink the wine. Let's move on now. Sif Ches. Nashim Chayavos B'Havdalah, Kishem She Chayavos. Women are obligated in Havdalah the same way they are obligated in Kiddush. V'yesh Misha Cholek. However, there is those that are Cholek, the women are not obligated in Havdalah, like they are by Kiddush. Therefore, they should not make their own Havdalah, because it's a Safek Bracha. And they should rather Yishmu Havdalah mina anashim. Rather, they should listen to the Havdalah from men. And again, we'll see very soon that they have to listen to men, but the man also has to have not, if he's making Havdalah only for women, he has to be one that did not yet make Havdalah or was not yet Yotzei Havdalah, because then his bracha might be a bracha of Havdalah if the woman is not Chayiv. If the woman is Chayiv, it's not a bracha of Havdalah, because you could be Motzi someone else, even though you already Yotzei. We'll see that all inside, coming up very soon. So, Sifkat Lamadad, Nashim Chayavos, Afa Gav Davi Mitzvah Shazman Grama, even though this is a Mitzvah Shazman Grama, right, and therefore, women should be Potter from Havdalah. Why are they chayiv? Because the v'dinei Shabbos ish v'isha shavah. When it comes to the mitzvahs of Shabbos, men and women are equal. The iskash zachal shamor. Because there's a hekesh between zachal shamor. Ukamol shekasadu zimin reish ayin alef. There's a hekesh of zachal shamor. Shamor is the lo sasei, the lavim, the malachas of Shabbos. And because of the hekesh, the same way women are prohibited from doing any of the malachas of Shabbos, they're going to be chayiv in the zachar in the mitzvahs of Shabbos like kiddush. So if you view Havdalah like kiddush as the mitzvahs of Shabbos of zachar. And that's like the Rambam says, Zachar, Zachreyu b'knisaso, that's Kiddush, uv'yitziyaso, that's Havdalah. So then it makes a lot of sense that women would be obligated as well in Havdalah like they are in Kiddush. V'Havdalah, he says, Nami b'chlal Zachar, and that's the Mishnah Berurah continuing, Havdalah is also part of Zachar, L'man da'amar Havdalah Dvar Torah. According to the one who holds Havdalah is Dvar Torah, it's part of Zachar, Zachreyu b'knisaso, v'yitziyaso, to remember and mention Shabbos, coming in and coming out. And that would be the idea that Havdalah is within the realm of Zachar, and if it's within the realm of Zachar, then it's Iskash, it's a Hekesh to Shamor, and women would be obligated, even though it's a mitzvah Aseh Shazman Grama, even though it's a time-dependent mitzvah that women should normally be Pater from, here they would be obligated because of the Hekesh of Zachar to Shamor. He says, and even according to the opinion that holds, Havdalah is Durabanan. You can still say that women are obligated because it was a derabanan of kiddush, right? It's a zachreyu on a derabanan level, which would then be on a derabanan level similar to kiddush, which would then obligate the women because it's a zachar derabanan. Ah, yesh misha cholek. However, those that are cholek, what do they hold? Sfir le davdala, and davdala kevin shi bechol. Since it's in the weekday, you're doing it after Shabbos. Ain't it tluya b'dinei de Shabbos? It's not part of the Dinei Shabbos. It's a separate mitzvah of being mavdil between Chol and Shabbos, v'hi b'chlal shar mitzvahs, and therefore it's part of all the other mitzvahs, shazman grama, that's time dependent, and therefore nashim would be pturos. And that's the svara, that what women would be totally pater from Avdala, like all mitzvahs asay shahazman grama. So the Ramadan says, Al kein lo yavdilu, therefore women should not make Havdalah, and rather listen to Havdalah, because they might not be obligated. Vavach kasav, their Bach writes, Afilu man amar shepturos, even according to the opinion that says they're pater, mikom makom, yicholos lahamshich alatzman, chiyuv, ulavdalah laatzman. They could still go ahead and place upon themselves this chiyuv and do Havdalah, and they can make Havdalah themselves. Kimo, like all other mitzvahs asay shazman grama, b'shofar and lulav, women are not obligated in shofar and lulav, shagam kein peturos, they're pater, but afilu halchi b'vachas, but even so they make a bracha, right? Kimivu al l'kamen, simen tov kuf peik tes, u'masik ha-magad avram, da'ik k'davir ha-bach, and the Magad Avram concludes that it's really like the Bach, that the Ramah doesn't make so much sense, because since we paskin, then a woman could go ahead, and even though she's not obligated, she could still go ahead and make brachos on mitzvahs that she's not obligated. So even if she's not obligated in Havdalah, she could be mekayim the mitzvah. And unlike Svardim, who go with the Shulchan Aruch elsewhere, even Rama holds one can make a woman can make a bracha on mitzvahs that they're not chayivin if they go ahead and they're mekayim it. Okay. V'nei l'fi ma shekasa Magad Avram le'el. And he says, according to what the Magad Avram wrote earlier in Sif Katan Dalet, the Nagu Anashim shalom lishdosh because of Havdalah. The women, I guess, for women not to drink from the cause of Havdalah. In Kain Belar Kol Hatamim. Okay. So he says, regardless of all of these reasons, Heyach Tavdil Ba'atzma, how can she go ahead and make Havdalah? Valo Eni Yechol Lishdos HaKost. She's not allowed to drink from the coast. So he says, we have a problem here. The Magen Avraham says the Iker is like the Bach, that a woman can go ahead and make Havdalah if she wants, even if she's not Chayiv. But on the other hand, she can't drink from the coast. B'chein Kassel Ba'der HaChayim. That's what the HaChayim writes. Ela Kavodas HaMagen Avraham. Rather, the Kavodas HaMagen Avraham is LaHakel. He's just coming to say, to be Mekel, G'she'ein La Mimi Leitzeis. That if she doesn't have someone to be Motzi her, she doesn't have to worry. She can go ahead and make Havdalah to herself and drink the wine because she has no one else. And she doesn't have to worry about a bracha l'batala, because even according to the opinion that says women are pater, not chayiv in Havdalah, like all the mitzvahs that women are pater from, she can go ahead and make a bracha on a mitzvah that she's just being mekayim and she's not chayiv on. The yom v'al karcha tabdil atzma, if there's no one to be motzi her, she has to make Havdalah anyway. V'tishta, and she has to drink. K'dei shelo levatel mitzvah Havdalah, in order not to be mevatel the mitzvahs Havdalah, because on one hand there are opinions that hold that she does have a mitzvah in Havdalah, either Daraisa or the Rabbanan. So she has to go make Havdalah. But you're worried about that she's not chayiv, and it'll be a bracha levatelah. Nothing to worry about. Why nothing to worry about? Because a woman can go ahead and make a bracha on mitzvahs that she's not chayiv in. Now the question is, why is the Ramah so adamant against it? Like, why is it different than a woman making a bracha on shofar, or a woman making a bracha on lulav? She's not chayiv, so why is he here saying, if a woman's not chayiv in Havdalah, she shouldn't make the bracha? So, could very well be that it's different if the whole mitzvah is the bracha. There, the whole mitzvah is the activity. And that's why also women don't do kiddush levana. Because if the whole mitzvah is a bracha, then that's different than when the mitzvah is an action, and then we say a woman can go ahead and make a bracha on a mitzvah that's an action that she's not chayiv in. But here, if the whole bracha is, the whole mitzvah is a bracha, so maybe that's different. I ain't shum bracha rishana.com, the Ian Shiurim. But anyway, I think the minhag ha'olam in general, for the different reasons, is that women should avoid making Havdalah unless they have no choice. And if they have no choice, they do follow the Magen Avraham and the Bach, that in the absence of someone else being motzi them, they can make Havdalah to themselves, and they don't have to worry about the opinion that holds that they are not chayiv in Havdalah. And finally, Sif Katan Lamed Vav, they should listen to Havdalah from the men. The Manashim Kvarev Dilu La'atzman. Now he says something very important. If the men already, this is what we meant, this is what we were referring to before. If the man already was Yotze, or made Havdalah for himself, or the man already had Kavanah to be Yotze, Havdalah made a Knesset, Lo yavdilu, they should not make avdala kedei lahotzi anashim, to be motzi the women. Im ein sham, if there's no zecharim gedolim, if there are no other zecharim gedolim, or ketanim sheshomimenu, or male ketanim that are higiyah lachinuch, that are listening to him, then it's a problem for a man to make havdala for the woman. Why? D'la yesh cholkin hu bracha levatala. According to the yesh cholkin, he'd be making a bracha levatala because he was already yotzei. He has no mitzvah to be motzi the woman because the woman's not chayiv. And the only time a man can go ahead and be motzi someone else after he's already yotzei is if that other person has a chayiv. That's based on the principle of kol yisrael rim zel zeh. But if the woman's not chayiv, he can't go ahead and make a bracha for her. Umagad Avram, right? Ushar achronin, that's what they say. V'nei b'sefer zechor la'avram, in the sefer zechor la'avram, b'erech avdalah, where he's discussing, he says, should be aware that in the sefer zechor la'avram, dealing with avdalah, v'chei b'sefer b'chei yosef, heviyu, they bring kama poskim nesfirlu da'afilu misha hivdil kvar. Who hold that even someone who already did Abdullah, Yachol Lahavdil, they can go ahead and be make Abdullah for the Nashim, for women, Bishvil HaNashim. Mikomakom, Lama Lanu Lachnis Atzman. But he says, at the end of the day, why would one want to go ahead and enter himself b'chashash, in this type of chashash of Safek, L'inyim Bracha? You would not want to do that. Acharei Yachol Lahavdil B'atzma. Since she could, at the end of the day, make Abdullah in worst case scenario for herself. Like we wrote in the previous Sivkatan, that in the absence of a man being able to be motzi her, and in this case, we don't want the man to be motzi her because he might be making a bracha l'avatala if he was already yotzei. So if he was already yotzei, he should avoid being motzi her. Says, check out the beralacha with respect to the bracha of the ner. If a woman is chayiv when she goes ahead and is merechas la'atzma, when a woman is going ahead and making the bracha on her own, it's not pashut whether or not she has a chiyuv of the berei meharei ha'esh. The beralacha is basically inclined toward paskening that women are not obligating the bracha berei meharei ha'esh. However, the Tzeis HaShulchan and Rav Moshe Feinstein explained that although they're not obligated, they are, okay, permitted to go ahead and say the bracha, and the Shayna Halachais, that's Rav Chaim Kanievsky, passing that a woman reciting her Havdalah on her own should recite the bracha over the candle, but only after drinking from the Havdalah cup, since otherwise her bracha over the candle might be considered a hefsek between the Hagafen and drinking the wine. When women hear Havdalah from men, they can still, no doubt, answer amen to the bracha over the candle. This is what Shlomo Zalman says in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. And the Ksais HaShulchan discusses the issue of whether women should gaze at their fingernails when the bracha over the candle is recited. Ad kan v'lo yoyser. Just one last thing. So again, bottom line. The ideal is for the man to make sure, for many reasons, not to be yotzei the Havdalah in the shul, and specifically, if he's only making Havdalah for his wife, he should for sure not have Kavanah to be Yotzei the Havdalah, or make Havdalah himself before he makes Havdalah for his wife, because then you enter into an issue where by which it would be better, the Shulchan Aruch bottom lines, for the woman to make Havdalah for herself rather than have the man say Havdalah for her after he was already Yotzei. Ad kan.